All right, the Mishnah Chaftalah Mabei, the second Mishnah. So the previous Mishnah, which we learned quickly, I think there's a one Nakuda that I'd like to bring out. The whole parak we discussed neighbors, the different hezekim that one neighbor causes to another, and when it's something that you can have a taina and stop the neighbor, and when it's something that you cannot. We've never had the shaila. If I'm a neighbor to you, and I built something which will cause the value of your property to go down. Let's say I built something, and it's your taina is not that I'm mazik you. You don't mind that I make noise. Your taina is that your house is worth a certain amount of money. And if I build something next door, if I build a supermarket next door, then your house value is going to go down. If I build an apartment house next door, your value of your house is going to go down. Is that a taina of niske shcheinim that the value will go down? So I found this in the Tshuva Sarash, Tshuva Hey, he has this shaila. And he says it's not a taina that the value of something will go down. And his raya is not from our sugya. His raya is from Chafala from the base. We talked about what we call a sagas gavul. If I have a store, you can open up a store next door. Even though he says it's pashit, if I have the only grocery in town, and you open up a grocery right next door to me, obviously the value of my grocery is going to go down. So he says, from there it's a raya, that it's not a taina. Since we said you're allowed to open next door, so Ben Lovi's allowed to open. So we see if the value goes down, it's not a taina. What? It's not a grumma where I'm a mazik. It's a grumma where maybe the value goes down. But I think the idea is, I'm not being mazik you, it's just memela, something changes in value. If your value is not going down because I'm doing an actual damage to it, it's going down because it's less desirable. It's such a mitzvah that it's less desirable. What are the gamis? So let's example of a gami. I tell you, this coin is a good coin itself. But it's more of a mazik. The other types are more of a mazik here. I would have thought you should bring a raya from our sugya. Our sugya is talking about an elon, which is going to make a city look not nice. The Gemara said the reason is mishum noy ha'ir, and it says mishum noy ha'ir, you're not allowed to build. But the Ran Lukiyos said, as I read to you the other day, that this is not a din in this case shcheinim, it's a halacha in a takana. Then he said it's hilchasul mashicha, it's in the takana of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael ma'ari, mishum noy ha'ir. It sounds like it's from takana of Eretz Yisrael, hilchasul mashicha he calls it. What? Well, this thing of affecting the noyim. If I build next to you, it's going to affect the noy of your binyan, and your binyan is going to go down in value. It sounds from here that itself is not the etzem taina. So, lights, you can argue, my light is going into your property. But here, I'm just doing the sashali. That's the whole thing. So it seems to be a raya from here that there's no taina that I'm affecting, your property doesn't look so nice. Because you see by us, it's only in Eretz Yisrael, it's only in Takonasa here. It's not a din in Ma'anishin Hakashrein, it wasn't a ma'azin. It's interesting that the Rosh Hashayla is a Shayla from a different time. The Shayla was about a Sitna Shul. So in the time of Chazal, Sitna Shul were Yarshin from generation to generation. So the Shayla was someone had a Sitna Shul, and the person seat next to him, not only asking exactly what this looked like, the person the seat next to him was paid to build a mechitza around the seat. I don't know what type of mechitza. I doubt it means a mechitza to the roof. He said the value of his seat's going to go down. I guess now the seat maybe doesn't have a good view of the yard or something. So the Rosh says he's allowed to do it. He's allowed to build in his seat. And I don't know. It's Sefer writes, and we own a seat in shul, you own the karka under the seat, you know. About Kaponim, that's, I guess, probably maybe the last new case we're going to have. We'll talk about smell on the Chafei Amid Aleph, but the last new case we'll have is this case where someone builds and affects the value. So we have a Chuvah Sarosh, I don't know if it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, a Chuvah Sarosh who says that's not a taina, that your value will go down if I'm doing something to protect Shali. So that itself is not a taina. We're up to the bottom Mishnah of Chafdalav on the days. Machignes Agoyrim Kavua Mideir Chamisha Namah. Talks here about a silo where a person stores his wheat. Now, when you store the wheat, one of the things you do, as we had in Chavav, was Zaira, was throwing the chaff and the kernels to the wind. And that blown chaff causes hazik. So machignes a garn kavua min the ir chamishim amal. I asked them garn kavua, but they shall lie. Yelam ken yesh a chamishim amal of haluach. Two things. First of all, from the city, it has to be 50 amas. And secondly, from a neighbor, it has to be 50 amas. Umachik min the tiyaisim shal chaveirai, umay nirai, near is plowing. You have to machik from someone's planted field or his plowed field, b'kdei shal lo yazik. Unclear language. B'kdei shal lo yazik. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Resha or Maishna Seifa? Why in the Resha it says 50 Amis, in the Seifa it says today Shloyazik? Amar Abaye, Seifa Asim Lagarim Sheina Kavua. Echidomi Garim Sheina Kavua? Amar Abyeisim Rechadina, Kol Sheina Zaira Berechus. In a place where they do the winnowing, full fledged, they throw it to the wind, and they do it in a mass way, so that you have to be marked 50 Amis. If it's less than that, today Shloyazik. That's the first error. The bay. With Ashi Amar, Matam Kamer. Tamach, he can garn kavua min yechamishim amah k'dei shloyaz. He's not mechalik between garn kavua and garn shein. The kavua, he gives a constant shear of 50 amis k'dei shloyaz. So we have here machlokes. It is such a gather of garn shein and kavua. May see them. Mechik and garn kavua min yechamishim amah. וכשם שמחיקים ליחמישים אמה כך מחיקים מדלוע מקישוע מציעי סב מנירה של חברי חמישים אמה כדי שלא יעזק מה משרב אשי it says the כדי שלא יעזק is 50 אמס so בשלום לרב אשי that's what it says איך אלא בעיה קושם קושם and why what is the damage that's done by the knowing בשלום מקישוע מדלוע ועוזל אפקה ועוסי בליבי ומצילי God's good, if you have to be marking from his deluim because the shaft that blows is actually physically mazik, does damage. Elamanira, even a plowed field, half a shaft do damage to a plowed field. I'm not. Rabbi Zantim, Rabbi Zuchud, Neshoi, Taisa, and Golo, because it decays. Now, even though Taisa says Golo is good for a field, it's a fertilizer, decaying matter is good for a field, but too much is no good. That's why if there's a lot of winnowing, it doesn't. It's not good for the neighbor, and that's why if he marked chamishim amah, a tremendous distance. Okay, daf chaf hei is the blot of agadita here in Perak LaYachbar. The Mishnah is not agadita; the Gemara is a piece of agadita. Let's first learn the Mishnah, and then we'll try to see the agadita Gemara. Mechikin es anevelois, es akvaris, es aburksuki min eir chamishim amah. These things have a terrible odor. Nevelois, kvaris. They've been buried very deep in those days. I mentioned to you once the Netziv's din that if you bury 10 tefachim down, you're allowed to daven in the Beis HaKvaris. It's a separate reshus. They buried less than 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim is not a whole lot. 3 feet down. So they buried less than that. I don't know why, but Lamai said it had a smell. It left a smell. So you have to be marked in chamishim amah. Another did. Ein oisim bursuki elo lemizrach ha'ir. Now this is where all the agadit is going to come from. The Gemara talks about the wind coming from different directions. So the wind that comes from the east is not as bad of a wind as the winds that come from the other directions. I'm guessing this is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael. From the west, the wind comes from the Mediterranean Sea. From the south, it comes from the desert. From the north, it comes from the Golan, from the Galil. And in the east, it's less of a makim that has ruach. So mevela misruch was murder. Rakavemdin in the back of Nagos Yaiv, it says that all the halachis that it says in this Gemara about the winds depends on each country. It's not the Kabbalah that the wind from this direction makes it smell. The wind from this direction doesn't. The Gemara is talking about it's Israel. And wherever else you are, it's talking about wherever you are, you're talking about that month. The Mishnah says, Ela Mizrachayim. Rabbi Kiva, you can do it in any direction except towards Maariv. Why not towards Maariv? There's nothing to do with the wind. Gemara will say, "Umarchik hamisha ma'amim." Marchik is a mishum min a yerek, as a kashikreshim min a mitzolim, as a chardul min a dvayrim. Rabbi Yosi matte b'chardul. So it's funny that the mishnah of chardul, the famous sugya of chardul, is the big sugya which we had a number of lot ago in the test. But the Mishnah of Chardul, the zero Gemara on it, come out, a line and a half, because it was already explained earlier. The Machloikis of Chardul and Advair, and as you know, this is the only Mishnah, the only case where each thing is mounted each other, which is why Rabbi Yossi is mounted by Chardul. Yibayelu, Rabbi Kiva Hechika, Amar Luchol Rach Huaysa, V'soymech, Chutz Mimarava Demarchi Gunamu, is Pshat. Rabbi Kiva said every ruach except for Maariv. You can understand two ways. You can understand l'chol ruach ha'ayis v'saymech. Every other ruach has no limit. Chutz mi ma'arava d'marchuk nunama. Except for Maariv, we do have to be marchuk nunama v'ayis. Oy dilma l'chol ruach ha'ayis u'marchuk hamisha ma'arav. Or maybe saying no. I agree with the Tanakhama in all other directions. You do need the nunama. Chutz mi ma'arava d'ayis u'komekim d'ayishi t'diru. Except for Maariv, I don't do it at all. So that's the Gemara. Is he by you? Then I said, well, that may be, what is Rabbi Kiva? Is he coming to be Megal? Tanakhama said 50 Amos in all directions. He says 50 Amos only to Maariv. Or he's coming to be Machmir. Tanakhama says 50 Amos in all directions. He's me Machmir, Maariv, then I said, well. So Toshma, the Tanya Rabbi Kiva, Imel Achal Ruach, Huayse Umarchik, Chamisha Mama, Chus Mimari, Dein Esekolak, Meshi Tadir. Klar, Rabbi Kiva is Machmir. Rabbi Kiva is saying every direction is 50 Amos straight. Except in this direction, Meshi Tadira, it's a constant want in a minute. But Mimela, any Esekolak. Amr lei Rav Lo Rav Nachman Mai Tadira. What does it mean? It's constant. You aim at Tadira Baruchais. You say the west always has a wind. Amr Rav Chana Bar Abba. Amr Rav Dalud Ruchais Menashveis Bechol Yoyim. Before the wind blows from four directions every day. Baruch Tzvaynis and Kula. And there's something special about the wind from the north. Shomali Kenei Noelam Eskayim Atul Shach. Baruch Tzvaynis. Haichin Yonu with the Baruch Tzvaynis. That it makes the world be Kayim. Without it can be kind. Ruach Deraim is Kasha Makuma. And the wind from the south is the most difficult wind. Amali ben net shama mida. If not, it is this Malach who controls it. Machrevis asalim shenemar. Hamid bin nosra yevet net. Yifresh kenach of l'teiman. From your understanding, you understand this Malach. He spreads out his wings to l'teiman. So it can't be that Maariv is the wind. So what's Pshat and Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah? Alamai Tadira, what does Tadir mean? Tadira Bishchina. So here the Gemara says, in understanding Rabbi Kiva, that there's a special chashivas to the western direction, that it's Tadir Bishchina. Now this next Gemara is unlike what you're accustomed to. We all know that we dive into a Mizrach, and we always picture that the Shchina is the Mizrach. That's what we daven. Tosis says that this whole sugi is not going like that sugi of Brachas that says daven towards Mizrach. And this sugi talks about the Shechina being either towards Maariv or towards all directions. That's the idea of this piece of Agadah, the Gemara. So Gemara has two inyanim of Agadah. It's about the winds and about which way to daven. What? the klal, well, Shabbat Leib lived in Eretz Yisrael, so in Eretz Yisrael they don't daven towards Mizrach. They daven wherever they are. But still, we'll see. Rabbi Rabbi Shua ben Leidi, why you even after Tayyib Allah they say no, Shaydi you mokim tefillah. He says, come the Nazar Tayyib to the Navi, who let us know the direction of the Avenue. Yitziv utzva Hashemayim lecha mishtachanim. The heavenly bodies bow to God. Now you all know the sun rises in the east and goes towards the west. Now you all know that? That much astronomy? You know, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, right? What about the moon? What side does the moon rise? Anybody know? It also rises in the east and sets in the west. What about the stars? Huh? It's a funny coincidence. They all rise in the east and set in the west. Nothing rises in the west and sets in the east. How is it? All the Tzvah Shemayim all rise in the east and set in the west. There's not one star that rises in the west and sets in the east. You know why? What? Why is it they're all way off? What? Because the sky is not moving, the earth is moving. Right? The sky is stationary. The earth is turning. The earth is turning from the west to the east, so the sky looks like it's going from the east to the west. So everything in the sky is moving in the same direction, at the same speed. Right? So, how are we touching the pasuk? That the heavenly bodies bow towards the west. They move towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, towards the west. So this Gemara is saying that the Shechina is towards the west, and the Gemara Klar is saying that he's supposed to daven towards the west, towards the Mariv. Now the truth is that in Bavel, even if they daven towards Eretz Yisrael, they still daven towards the west. Because Bavel is east of Eretz Yisrael, right? Iraq is east of Eretz Yisrael. If you go straight east, you cross the Jordan River, you hit Jordan, you hit Saudi Arabia, you hit Iraq. Right? Right? In Bavel, they called Eretz Yisrael Bimarava. They called it the west. So Takashtim is that there they dive into it, the west. But Tosfos nevertheless says that this Gemara is arguing. And Kol HaNitam Roy, he says, are arguing with the Sugi and Brachos. There's no raya. Maybe when you see the sun being a marshal to bowing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't mean a marshal that where it goes is bowing. It's like stepping out, coming from in front of Hashem. So kosher, you're right. I guess that's how the Man Yomo says, doesn't agree with Ma'ariv, but touch the pasuk. The Gemara now brings three man the Amrim that hold you could daven in any direction. Three Amayroim. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Tzadik Dalit or so, where it talks about which way to daven, the Taz brings that the reason if you start at Shemen Esra in the wrong direction, you know Shemen Esra, you don't have to change to Mizrach, is because B'di'evet was Sabbath this Gemara, the Shechina B'chalma. But the Diyavid, the Sefer Chetchilo, we pass like Gemara Brachos. Because if one Gemara says Shechina B'chal Makim, and one Gemara says Mizrach, so you're Mizrach Yitzchak Shivis. But the Diyavid, we say Mechan this Gemara. So Gemara brings three Madi Amrim. Rabbi Shia Savar, Shechina B'chal Makim. Dom Rabbi Yishia, my Diksiv, Ata Hu Hashem Levadefa, Ata Asisas Hashemayim. Shaluchacha, like a Shluchay Basavidah. The heavenly bodies are not like a shliach of bas adam, shluchi bas adam. If I send someone on a mission, mimakim shevishtalchin luchsham asirim, I send someone to do a mission for me, he has to come back and tell me he did his mission. Sham asirim shlichusam, that's when they come back and they say they accomplished the mission. Avos shluchacha, but a kodesh baruch hu shliach, lemakim shevishtalchin misham asirim shlichusam. The place where they go, that's where they're placed in the shlichus. The sun has a shlichus, rises in the east, sets in the west, it doesn't go back to the east, so to speak, to return its shlichus. Shenema sishlach brok in the elechu, the yomu lecha hinenu. When you send thunder, lightning, does it come back to say hinenu? Yavayu v'yomu leinemar aliyelchu v'yomu. Wherever they go, that's where they go towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Malame sheshchinu b'chal makim. The lightning, the sun, the stars all come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Rav Ashiya. That's the first Mandiya. Af Rav Yishmael said, "Abish Shchina b'chol makom." The second Mandiya, "Ma hol Shchina b'chol makom." The Torah very Yishmael, the nice Shchina b'chol makom. Shenamer hini amalach haday v'bi yaitze, umalach acher yaitze lekrosay achra. He'll be yaitze lekrosay. Achra v'maynemer alon lekrosay. V'lam it Shchina b'chol makom. Wherever the Malach is going, that's all the direction of HaKadosh Baruch. That's the second idea. After Sheshes Tov Shchina B'chol Makom, Domer Lev Sheshes Hashamei L'chol Ruch Asa Ukman. He was blind. He said, when I daven Shemayin Esrei, I could daven in any direction. Levar Mizrach. Imagine. He says, you could daven in any direction except Mizrach. Why not Mizrach? Because Lam Mishum Deles Be'Shchina. Is it because there's not Shchina Mizrach? Ella. It's not because no Shchina Mizrach, Elam Hashem Demayru Be'Minim. The Minim used to daven towards the sun, towards the east. So he said, I can daven any direction but Mizrach. So we have three Mandiyamar who say Shchina B'chal Makim. We had the first Mandiyamar who said it's in Ma'ariv. And now the last, Rav Avo, Amar Shchina B'Ma'ariv. The second Mandiyamar Shchina B'Ma'ariv, Amar Rav Avo, my Uriah Avir Ka. Uriah was the Greek word for towards Ma'ariv. So Uriah is Avir Ka. That's the direction Kavi Yachal of a Kaddish Baruch. Period. So it's the end of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, Klar, in this whole sugya, that the Shchin is either B'chal Makim, the Shchin is B'Ma'ariv. That's Klar from the Gemara, that the Gemara meant that you daven in that direction. What does it mean that the Shchin is in one direction? What does it mean that the Shchin is in one Makim? The when it says what, obviously the question of what the word Shechina means is a difficult question. It's true in the Rabbi Yehuda, he was asked, what does it mean Shechina? What's the Shechita Begalusa? There are different levels of Shechina. Right? Shneim Sheyeshvin and learning Shechina Beinayim. If Echad Yeshiv Shechina is Beinayim. There are different levels of what it means to give a shchina. What it means here is the following. Rabbi Magdin, the Rambam says that if you don't have kavanah in the first bracha of Shemini Esrei, you're not yaitz. You have to have kavanah in the first bracha. The rest of Shemini Esrei, kavanah is not ma'akiv. In the first bracha, kavanah is ma'akiv. In the Gracha al HaRambam, Chaim has a very controversial piece about Kavan and Shemini Esrei. But Chaim says there are two types of Kavan and Shemini Esrei. There's Kavan of Pirish HaMilim, to think of what you're saying. And there's the Kavan that you're standing in front of the Bayrei Adam. You're standing in front of the Melech Malchei Yamlach. But Chaim argues, Shat the Rambam, the kavana is only ma'akiv in the first bracha, means the kavana of the pirush hamilim, the kavana of the words you're saying, that's only ma'akiv in the first bracha. In the rest of Shemini Esrei, if you're not thinking the pirush hamilim, you yaitze. But if you're not thinking that you're standing in front of the Bayrei Olam, Reb Chaim says that you're a misasek ba'alma. That's not davening. Standing and moving your lips and saying words, and you don't realize you're standing in front of Hashem. That's a misasek. What's a misasek? You haven't held the Shabbos. If there's a tomato on the floor, you think it's not attached to the ground. You pick it up. It comes out it was attached to the ground. So you're potter on Shabbos. You're a misasek ba'alma. It's gavin lasis davar mutav, also davar asim. It's misasek. It's not only held the Shabbos, but the falatara kula. Misasek is potter. Reb Chaim says that if you don't realize you're standing in front of a Bayrei Olam, every word of Shemini Esrei, any word that's ma'akim, then that's ma'akim in Shemini Esrei. How do you feel about that? Huh? Every part of Shemini Esrei, you have to know you're standing in front of Hashem. Like you might as well have kavanah of the words also. It's a very chumradik Reb Chaim's shita. He's a chumradik gedolah. He's talking about it's ma'akim in Shemini Esrei, now it's a hider. You learn the Rambam, you feel at least good. Kavanah in the first bracha doesn't always work, but sometimes kavanah in the first bracha, yaitzah. Reb Chaim says, that's not what it means. You have to be mechavin that you're standing in front of the Bayrei at all times. That's tight tefillah. That's tight tefillah.
You're always supposed to be in front of it. So that's in the Shesh Mitzvah Tamidis. But if not, so you're missing a Mitzvah Tamidis. But you're not missing Shemana Esrei. It's not. The answer is not say. It's beating a Bireyam all the time. You're not. It's not a Chiyuv. It's a Kiyuv Mitzvah. It's a Kiyuv. It's not the same. Reb Chaim is saying that the Shemana Esrei is a Vatala. It's a wasted Shemana Esrei. Now, Kamina is that if you're doing a Shemana Esrei, you're Mechuyiv to do it. Everywhere else, you're not Mechuyiv to do it. Shemana Esrei, you're Mechuyiv to know you stay in front of HaKadosh Baruch. That's Reb Chaim Shita. There are those who came after Reb Chaim that are very upset by such a chumadik shita. Shach has a long piece. Shach is Gevaldik, I think, if I remember correctly. He says just the opposite. He says, Pirush HaMilim is never mine. The first brach, you have to know you're standing in front of the Bayer Elam. The rest of Shemoneh Esrei, nothing's mine. It's all legal. But the side of Reb Chaim is that the taitch of tefillah is that you're standing in front of the Bayer Elam. Now, Gemara says in Brachos on Naflamid that when you daven, you're supposed to face Eretz Yisrael, you're supposed to face Yerushalayim, you're supposed to face the Makom HaMikdash, you're supposed to face the Kodesh Kodashim. If you stand at the Kaisel, you're supposed to turn your body over to face the Kodesh Kodashim. Yerushalayim, you're supposed to face the Har HaBayis. You have two Gersois in the Gemara. The Girsa, the way it says in our Gemara, is Yichavin Libay Neged Yerushalayim. Yichavin Libay Neged Beis Kodesh Kodashim. As it says in the Braisa. There's another Braisa that says Yichavin Panav Neged. It says Panav also. No question. But the Girsa in the beginning of the Braisa is Yichavin Libay. Tosfos says we're not going to Yichavin Libay. We're not going to come on a Salei. We're not going to come on a Panav. Tyson the Rush take out the Gerasa, the Rift keeps the Gerasa. Now thanks for shining. Yechavin Levi or Yechavin Panav, what the Ikadimus. And he says you're supposed to face Yerushalayim. Is that a Kavanas Halev Dikadim? Or not? Now there's two different sheetas, you have to understand. The Gerasa Yechavin Levi, which is the sheet of the Rift in Rabbeinu Yaina, they hold that davening towards Yerushalayim is a din in kavana. It's Reb Chaim's Yisai. But what's Reb Chaim's Yisai? The kavana is you picture yourself standing in front of the Melech Malchei Melachim. So Memeli is supposed to face the direction that gives you the image that you're facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're facing the Makom HaShechina. It's a din like the Rif Rabbeinu Yoina in kavana Saleh. Tosfos disagree. Tosfos holds it's a din in the form of davening. Just like when you're davening, you have to put your two feet together as one. And just like when you're davening, you have to stand. Just like the number of halachas you have in tefillah. The same thing. You're all in Shulchan Aruch. I mean, you're supposed to have 2 feet together. It's not a minute. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You have to dress by Shemoneh Esrei the way you dress in front of a melech. It's halacha in davening. It's not a din of brachas. You want to make a shahakol and you're wearing a bathing suit, you can make shahakol and you're wearing a bathing suit. But you can't daven wearing a bathing suit. It's halacha in Shemina Esrei b'dafta. Shemina Esrei is a halacha that it has to be said ka'aymeg with name melech machay Allah. So that's a din in the form of the bracha, according to Tosfos. Like the Rif Rabbeinu, it's a din in the kavana. Like Tosfos, a din in the form. The form of the bracha is klapei Yerushalayim. Meila, when it says in our Gemara, the Shechina is b'chol makom, the Shechina is everywhere. The Tosfos stems on that this is all arguing with the Gemara in Brachos, because the whole idea is you're supposed to daven facing the Shechina. It's a form of davening. Shechina is b'chol makom. You can daven any which way you want. If you nem on like the Rif Rabbeinu Yaina. If the Gemara there is telling you to dab in a certain place, a certain direction, because it helps you come on it. You're supposed to picture the image facing the Beis HaMikdash, facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because that's the Kavanah. I'm standing in front of the Melech Machi HaMelachim. Then Yena Gemara, the Gemara that says you dab in Klapi Mizrach, is not a stira to Rabbi Shmuel, who says Shechina B'chol Makom. It's taka true. If Sheshes was it, he said it's taka stay in any direction. If Sheshes taka was. But when the Gemara says Shechina b'chamakim, it's not a stirim. The Shechina is taka b'chamakim. We don't face the Kodesh HaKodeshim because the Shechina is only there. We face it because it's supposed to create this image in our mind of facing the Kodesh HaKodeshim. The whole form of the davening is supposed to be a kavanah I'm standing in front of Nas Nachay Allah. If that's the case, it's not mukhruch. It's hard to say that this whole sugi is arguing with that whole sugi. These tanam arguing with that tanam. And halacha is just brought one way. If you hold it din that you're supposed to picture yourself with the mouth nachi and lachi. So both could be emes. It could be emes shkina b'chol mokim. Loi chol ha'et kevayda. And it could also be true that it could also be true that when you're davening, you're supposed to face the Kodesh HaKodesh. It's not a stira one to the other. The Gemara doesn't say that Yishmael said anything about davening. He said shkina b'chol mokim. That's the halacha. It's interesting, the halacha facing Mizrach is only in Shemayna Esrei. It's only Shemayna Esrei, because the Zimri can face any direction you want. And at Siyum, people usually say Kaddish, they face Mizrach. There's no halacha, they have to say Kaddish facing Mizrach. There's no such din. It's an interesting thing. By Kiddush Levana, I was always magnet to face Mizrach. As a boy, I used to spend many Shabbos on the east side, and almost always daven out of Baramash in the house. And when he did said Kiddush Levana, he always faced Mizrach. So I was always magnet to face Mizrach. I should face Mizrach. Now the Gemara says, "You're not allowed to learn halacha. Loimetech halacha, loimetech ma'isa, loimetech halacha loimetech." The Gemara says, even if you see someone doing a ma'isa, it doesn't prove a halacha. So years later, I did this for 20, 25 years. And then I learned the sugya of facing Mizrach, and I see that there's no such thing. It's only Shemayna Esrei you have to face Mizrach. Ramesh himself, when he got Pesuk at the Zimra, faced Marav. But since he, the base major, was facing the Eidom. So he himself, Brukhus Kriya Shemayi, faced Marav. Actually, I've all seen he faced Marav. So I asked Ramesh's son, why was he not good always to face Mizrach? He said he wasn't active to face Mizrach. I thought I saw it with my own eyes for many years. The Moshe was active when he was outdoors to face a building when he davened. He was chayshish, a woman who would walk in front of him with short sleeves, you know, say a pasuk or a bracha. There's a woman, Kamalei Einav, wearing short sleeves or a hair on kabi. So I went to Ramesha's building. Moshe's building, there were six buildings and there's a park in the middle. So Moshe went out the back door towards that park, and the moon was always in that direction, and he would turn around and he would face the building facing the building, the backyard was towards the East River, and he would face the opposite of the East River. So he was always facing the building, so I thought he was diving towards Mizrach faster. And the emes is the reverse. The emes is that he was facing the building. He told me when he was younger, he used to walk to Feres Yerushalayim, he would face the building there, which was not towards Mizrach. So, Al Kaponim, the din of facing Mizrach is only a din in Shemayna Esrei. Remember Shem Chaim's bar, that Shemayna Esrei, you have to have the tzura of facing Nelech Machem Lachim. The Yehuda Shem Chaim, it's Ma'akim, and all Shemayna Esrei is not Ma'akim. But that is the tzur. The tzura of davening Shemayna Esrei, all of the things, you put our feet together like the malachim, we stay in the front of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, have one leg. That's the whole tzura of Shemayna Esrei. Now, Kedusha, everyone faces this with that Kedusha. The halacha, I don't know. It's the halacha of Shemayna Esrei. Okay, the Gemara now digresses to talk about the winds again. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, my diksiv yarev kamata likhi zuruach maravi shava me arpei shal oilam. The lashon of oirev is the lashon of refers to the ruach maravis, which comes me arpei shal oilam from the place where the shechin is, marava, in Marid, the strong point of the world. Tizak atalim rasi zuruach tzpainis. That's the ruach that comes from Dorim, from Tzapim. Shemazelis es azav, which makes the rain be good, and makes the prices go down. There's a good rain, there's a big crop, and the prices are good. To see Irim Aleidesha, like the winds on the grass, Urach Mizrachis, Shemasaras Kalaylam Kisayir, Ukravivim Aleyes, says Urach Duraimis, Shimala Revivim Magnalos Asavim. Says here, the Urach Duraimis is good, the fourth said the Urach Duraimis is bad, so they answer that when it's a strong, when it's a storm wind, the Urach Duraimis is bad. When it's a gentle Urach Duraimis, then it's good for the growth. Tanya Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Oilam La Sadra Udaimer. So this Gemara, I'd like to explain to you. Gemara here talks about the sun, the way the sun travels, which human beings, until modern times, were aware of. People looked at the sun to know what time it was. And today, people are unaware of it. People think that to know where the sun is or the moon is in the sky, you have to be some kind of genius. It doesn't take more than 10-15 minutes to understand. And the Gemara here assumes that you know the path of the sun in the sky. It would be worthwhile for you to take time to just notice where the sun and the moon are every day and every night. What I mean to say, you can't, if you're just going to the street, look at the sun, that's what I'm talking about. If you're in a place where you're davening every single day, you daven Maariv, you should go out at night and notice where the moon is. And just try it for 2 months. You'll become an expert in knowing the Mahalach HaLevana, because it doesn't take a genius to know. I daven Shacharis in the same spot every day, I face Mizrach, the windows. I could see where the sun is coming up every single day, which point. And the Mela, over the years, since I notice it every day, I know exactly. I know vaguely the Mahalach of the sun and the moon. There are two things I want to explain to you. The Akademdin in the back calls it the Mahalach HaYaini and the Mahalach HaShenosi. It's a piece on this Gemara. And what I'm telling you is all of this. It's every child knew for generations. The sun comes up in the east, sets in the west, and travels across the southern sky. The sun is never, ever in the northern sky, ever. The moon, exactly the same thing. The moon comes up in the east, sets in the west, and travels in the southern sky, not in the northern sky. If you have a shul where you're davening, and you do Kiddush Levana, you can picture my shul. You come out and do Kiddush Levana. Our shul is mamish, not like Tzarev Das, is a little crooked towards the east and the west. Ashul, the east is the highest streets, west is the lowest streets, south is towards the bay, and north is towards the rest of Flatbush. Every single Matzah Shabbos, we do Kiddush Levana, the moon is somewhere over the shul. You walk out of the shul, it's somewhere in the sky, you walk out the front of the shul, it's somewhere over the shul. I once spoke about it. I described everything I'm telling you to the Mispalim. We have a family named Picker that lives across the avenue. And I explained to them that the moon is never over the Picker's house. And when you go out of shul, Matzah Shabbos, you start looking for the moon over the house, you're advertising you're an Amaretz. Because the moon is never in the northern sky. It's never on that side of the sky. Think about the shul where you daven. I can't go to everybody's shul where you daven. Let's say Aguda of Avenue L. Walk out in front. The moon is never over the Aguda of Avenue L. Never. I never did Kiddush Levana there. Maybe someone here davens there. You'll never walk out and the building, oh, it's blocking the moon. Never. That's the northern sky. The moon will always be across the street. It's 7 or 8 days into the month, it'll be directly across the street. If it's earlier, it'll be closer to setting. Later in the month, it'll be closer to rising. But it'll be somewhere in that span of the sky across the street. It's going to be, it doesn't have to be over the house, it could be higher up. But always, if you draw a line down the middle of the sky, it's always going to be on the southern side of the sky. And it's basic, poshut yediyah that you have to have. that the pasuk says, it's, the Gemara brings the pasuk, Hailech al Adarim, v'saybe al Atzafim. It comes up in the east, goes towards the south, and then back towards the north, and then it sets when it's before it gets into the northern sky. That's called the Mahalach Hayomi of the sun and of the moon. Now, not all stars are in the southern sky; some stars are in the northern sky. But that's the Mahalach Hayomi of the sun and of the moon. What? Anywhere in the northern hemisphere. Get to the equator, if you're at the equator, it's going to be over your head, it'll be directly overhead. But if you're in the northern hemisphere, Israel, Europe, Russia, Lithuania, America, wherever the Yidden live, most of the Yidden live, it's always going to be, it's always going to be over the southern sky, no matter what. And if almost a Shabbos you go out, it's over the northern sky, give me a call. It's, as a matter of fact, this time of the year, June, solstice now is the most, the least true. What I'm telling you, it could be more in an angle, but anyway, this is the Mahalach Hayomi that you should know. The Gemara assumes you know it. What is it going to go into? Now, tonight, when you go out of Maariv, don't look for the moon. We're already at the 20th day in the Hebrew month. 20th day in the Hebrew month, the moon doesn't rise till late at night. So if you go out at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, you're not going to find the moon. No matter how much you look for it, you're not going to find it. Because it rises later. Every as the month goes on, it rises later and later. Until it disappears, it rises at the same time as the sun, you can't see it. That's the Mahalach Hayomi. What is the Mahalach Hashnasi of the sun? I got a Shemin Esrei and shul facing Mizrach. If I daven about sunrise every day, so now sunrise is 5:30, so we daven Shemin Esrei about 6:30, but the sun is just coming back. I'm facing East 22nd Street. During the year, where is the sun rising from? From which point in the sky? It varies depending on the year. Part of the year it's going to rise directly in front of me. Part of the year it rises down the block. Part of the year, middle of the block. It never changes drastically. Every day it moves a house or two down the block, a house or two closer. Okay? In the summer, it's more directly across. In the winter, it's down the block. It's over, the family in the shul lives down the block. I tell them, in December, oh, it's rising over your house these days. Yeah. Because, why is that? So you have to know basically the following. I do want to learn the Gemara just to be matched from the Indian. But you have to know that the Mahalach of the moon, if you draw on a flat piece of paper, which of course is not the sky, the sky is not flat, if you draw the path of the sun in the sky, if this is north, if this is south, this is east, so I want to show where it's rising from. And this is west. This is south. So the Mahalach of the moon and the sun is in an arc like this. That's how it goes every day. If you look at the sky, that's how it goes every day. From east to south to west. Now this is its path all the time. Now you know its path is because the earth is turning, but when I say this is the path. When the days get shorter, the sun doesn't change. The sun is in the same place in the sky. When the days get shorter, the day is from here. This is sunrise. When the day is shorter. When the day is longer, this is sunrise. Right here. And this is sunset. So that the path in the sky really would be the same. Just in the winter, it's rising. I'm standing here down. Right? I'm here in the shul. I'm looking out. So, sunrise, now I see over here. It's over the shore in front of me. In the winter, sunrise is later. I first see it down the block. It's going in this great arc in the sky. That's called Mahalach Hashnasi. The yearly path of the sun comes this way, it goes this way, it goes this way. The point of sunrise travels, of course the point of sunset also travels in the sky. Many years ago, Rebelsky told me, if I want to understand the Mahalach Halavana, I should go on the back porch of the old Masnid of Beis Medrash, and look at the moon the same time every night and watch it. He said, no matter how many times he explains it to me, if I watch it, I'll know it. I didn't sit there with a telescope. I didn't even watch it for 5 minutes. Just every night, I noticed where the moon was. As I went home, I would notice where it was. And maybe you get ideas. Maybe the Gemara's make sense. What? Of course, the Rebbe, I'm standing on the same back porch. I'm standing. My memory from the day before is pretty good. And maybe I know where it is. So this is the basic ideas. Let's learn the Gemara here talks about. Now the question the Gemara deals with, how does the sun rises here, sets here, how does it get back there the next day? How does it travel back? So the Gemara talks about how it was imagined in their time. We know they knew the earth was round, but the Mahalach of the sun was something of a debate. Now they pictured, all science books picture the earth as like a ping pong ball, and the orbit of the sun is like a basketball. So you're standing on a ping pong ball, and there's this big orbit, this big sky turning around you. And the sun is moving. Now, this Mandiyama says, Rabbi Lazai Ma'olam Lach Sajer Hudayim. The sky is not a full dome. It's open on one side. The sun doesn't travel on this side. Imagine the sun is attached to this big basketball. And the basketball turns, and it moves the sun. Says the sun that this ball that's turning, this dome, doesn't have anything for the sun to travel along. There's no path for it to travel along on the northern side. Bruch's finest enemies say vevas. The north side there's no dome that's turning. When the sun gets to this corner, it's called Marav's Tzvaynis, right? Going from east to west, this is Marav, and this is Dorim. It goes back to its suffering. It gets to its Maravis, its finest point. It goes above the sky, and above the sky it travels back. This is how Chazal imagined the sun at night, traveling above the sky and coming back. Rabbi Shua is more similar to what we understand. Oilom Lakaiva Hudaima, like a tent. Ruch's finest, Mesevedes, and the Ruch's finest also turns. When it gets to the point where it sets, the sun does keep on going around. It's going around on the other side of the ball, of the dome. We can't see it. We would say on the other side of the world. That's how it goes. So basically, it's going to get down to the winds again, but just to picture what the Gemara is describing is basically the way we would describe it, that you have a person standing, and the person standing here, and the sun is going in a circle, something like this. Right? The sun rises in the east, goes up, comes down. This is where it sets, and then it finishes the circle, Tachas Akiva, under the earth, which is the way we Taka describe it. And it sets under the earth. Now the Gemara gets back to the winds. The winds are harder to quantify, to figure out. Vasi Vaisav Shava Ruach Elu Pnei Mizrach, Elu Pnei Ma'arif, Shepabi Misava Vasan, okay, first it talks about, still about the sun. The eastern sky, the western sky, sometimes it travels them, sometimes not. What does that mean? What does the Gemara mean? Sometimes it does travel the eastern sky, sometimes not. It means the Mahalach HaShnasim. But I just described to you that sometimes if I look at the sky, I see the sun traveling the eastern sky. That's in the summer. Sometimes I don't see it. I see it starting already at the edge of the eastern sun. Pami mahalachasam. Sometimes the sun travels here. Pami sabavasam. Sometimes the sabav means it's on the other side of the earth when it's traveling here, and it only comes up after traveling in the eastern and western sky. It's a taicha of the Gemara. Hu haya aimer, asan l'Rebbe Eliezer. Minacheder tava isayfa zirach the ramis Umimizarim kara zurach tzvaynis. In Nishvas Kel, you can kaya zurach maravis. In Rachav Mayim Bemutzach, zeh ruach mizrachis. Mama mar, ruach deraimis malav revivim agadal sasavim. The Gemara asks, we said before, ruach deraimis is good for the growing. And here, what I just say is that ruach deraimis is tavei seifa. It brings rain. When it brings a storm, that's bad. When it brings good rain, that's good. Amar Rav Chista, my Dixim, it's often Zav Yasa, Zerach Tzvainis, from Azela Sazad. Rav Tzvainis that brings rain causes it to grow well, and that causes the value of money to go down. Food is cheaper when it rains a lot. Chenoi Merazolim Zav Mikis. Amar Afram, Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chista, V'yayim Shechar Beis Amigdash Lehuk Shema Ruach Deraimis. From the day that the Beis Yerusha started, Ruach Deraimis did not bring Geshem, Shenemer, the Yigzer al Yamin Varav, the Yechel al Smayel Veloy Savo. It sits off in the Yamin at the Barasam. Ram Rav from Bar Papa, Rav Chistam, Yer Shkar Beis Amigdash, Eng Shem Im Yard, the Me'oitzer Taiv, Shenemer Yiptach Hashem Lecha, Esoy Tzarei HaTaiv. The expression Oitzer Taiv is an expression, common expression, Tzifrei Machshava, for a rain that comes straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with an unconditional bracha. So since Chor Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't come down. His man Shisrael Oysen, his son Yishamak, and Yisrael Shurin Al-Ad Masam, Gisham Yardim Me'ayt Zatay. Man Shein Yisrael Shurin Al-Ad Masam, Enem Gisham Yayt Zatay. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Raitze Sheyachkin Yadrim, V'Sheyashu Yatzim. In Salach Al-Maisa, V'Yidav Shvei Esrei, if you want to be, you face Mizra. If you want to pray for Chachma, turn a little bit towards the Durham side. And which way is Durham? Is it facing Mizrach? Huh? Which way? If you don't know, because you never do this. Right? Right to Sheyach in Yadrim. If you want to be a Chacham, daven a little to the right. The right is the south. Right? You're facing the east, the south is a little to the right. And Sheyashir Yatzbik. What does he want both? What? Shuffle back and forth. Simanei Shulchan B'Tzafen U'Menayir B'Darbi. Gemara seems to say that you can't have both. You can't have both. I don't know. You have to pick. A strange Gemara. It's giving you a choice. If you want money, choose money. You want Chachma. Which fool would choose money over Chachma? Truth is, I noticed a long time ago that Chachma, everyone feels they have enough. You heard people say drashas about davening by Rufayna for sick people and Baruch Aleinu for Parnasa. You ever anyone give a drasha telling people you should daven for more brains by the bracha of Chayne Hadas? That would be a good idea, no? We should get in the habit by Chayne Hadas. We should add words, bakasha for more seichel. Not for you, for your friends. People, you know? Well, how come nobody ever does it? Huh? No? They have these stickers by Rufayinu. I had to make stickers for Chayinu Lodam Das, put in the names. It'd be a very useful thing. I don't use a joke. I remember Shmuel Kamenetsky spoke here. Once there was an asifa on Chinuch Habanim. It was not for the yeshiva, just it was used the yeshiva. I guess maybe cotton. But Lachaim, the Palm spoke, Rabbi Shmuel spoke. Rabbi Shmuel spoke. He said that when you have children, in Atachayne, you should have kavana that they should have, they should be zeichet to Chachma bin Avadas. You raise a child, you want it to be intelligent, you want it to not alone. And he spoke about it, that you should have it for Chachma bin Avadas. Even he didn't tell people, you should have it for yourself for Chachma bin Avadas. I don't know. I'm telling you, you should have it for yourselves for Chachma bin Avadas. We all, and myself also. Anyway, Rav Shua ben Levi, I'm a loyalam yadrim. Shemitesh and ischakim is asher. He gives an etzah. If you're smart, Aishu will follow. Shnema erich yam bimina, b'smayla Aishu will cover. Or Rav Shua ben Levi, I'm a shchina b'marav. Shua ben Levi himself says shchina b'marav. So how can he say davin towards darim? The mitzadei, that's dudei. The davin towards an angle. Amalei abchinil le Rav Ashi. Kivan kagoyin atun. V'yasvisu b'tzvayna d'Eretz Yisrael. Adrimu adrume. If you're davening in the north of Eretz Yisrael, davening towards the south. Doesn't this sound like the Gemara Brachas? Davening towards Yerushalayim. Uminala, now here's a Shver Gemara. Uminala, the Babel explained that Eretz Yisrael. How do you know Babel is north of Eretz Yisrael? Kaima, the Sim, Mitzafa, and Tifta Chara, Koyesh Vehoyas. Babel, Nebuchadnezzar is going to come from the north. Is Babel north of Eretz Yisrael? It's a very Shver Gemara. Is Babel north? Anybody? Babel is east. What? Maybe it was different. I could prove to you it was. Because in Babel, why did they call Eretz Yisrael? They're my Rava. So in Babel, they call Eretz Yisrael my Rava. They called it the West. So why does the Gemara say that Babel is in the North? It's a double color. Truth is, the Rakhavendin writes that from to get from Iraq to Israel, you have to cross the Arabian Desert. All of Jordan, Saudi Arabia, it's all desert. Most of Iraq and Iran is a desert. You have to cross the desert. People couldn't cross the desert. There are no vehicles. You can't spend months crossing a desert. You die of thirst. The way to come from Babel to Israel was to go north, cross above the deserts, cross the lands of southern Russia and into Europe, and then in Turkey you can start going down to through Syria and you come through Aram into Eretz Yisrael. So when it says mitzafa in Tipasei Hara, it means that Nebuchadnezzar is going to come from the north. It's true, because the path from Babel to Eretz Yisrael was from the north. But it's a plea that the Gemara is such a lashem and not on the Babel of Tzvainos. I mean, the Babel is not the top of Shalat Yisrael. In the Derech Rasha, Babel is the top of Shalat Yisrael. I think this Rabbi Yaakov Emden is in Gittin Davos Davos. Is this the Dagois in the back? He makes this point, and the fact is that way. One last piece: Mechikin Es Amishum and Ayerek Tanah Rabbi Yaisi Matir Bechargol. Why? Shiachalai Malai Atchata Emeli Hachek Chardelech Midavayrai. Because your bees are going to ruin my chardol. Okay, this is the daf of Agadah to Gemara. Now we have learned from this Mishnah to the next Mishnah already. On tomorrow, I'd like to learn the next Gemara. Obviously, I'd like to help those who want to finish the parrot. So I beg you every time, please put in the time to be familiar with the Gemara. I mentioned to you that the Gemara about cutting down fruit trees is in Bava Basra. We're going to have that on Chavava Medalas, the Gemara about not cutting down trees. That's tomorrow, and I remind you.